Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So let's start off with a tarot card reading. I'm going to ask, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm getting a lot of switching mindsets. The Four of Wands reverse popped out, and then behind it, perfectly placed, is the Tower upright. Right when I said switching minds, maybe switching friendships, maybe realizing what you thought you were into has recently kind of shown you it's not a good fit, so it kind of feels like maybe you're running away to something else. I don't know, I kind of sense that maybe you feel like pursuit, like you're being, I don't know, like there's this sense of feeling rushed, like you need to run from here to there. And the Tower upright. This card came out in our last reading as well. So I kind of feel like changes are still underway. You might still be going through some uncomfortable changes. You know, I feel like you're still kind of learning how to navigate, how to fall softly. I kind of picture this like kitten in a tree, you know, or a cat and a strong wind coming and it kind of blowing the branch back and forth. And you're kind of like, you're the kitten, you know, you're that cat. Figuring out how to land softly on your feet. But cats always land, you know, so. But I do sense this feeling of rushing, like you're rushing towards something or rushing away from something. Like you don't feel like you have enough time or something. Like there isn't enough hours in the day. Let's pull some more cards. I'm gonna cut the deck. So we have the Magician upright. To me, this card is about alchemy. It's a really powerful card to take all this energy that, I mean, I'm hesitant to call it negative because I don't think in the long term this is going to be seen as negative. But maybe right now you're still dealing with what feels like strong negative forces, and this could be within you, outside of you, what you see reflected, what you're able to focus on, I feel like right now is limited to what has been going wrong, right? To what the habits that are happening. Like, I kind of feel like you're reaching this point where you feel fed up. You kind of feel like, you know what, I'm so tired of doing the same thing, getting the same result, but I don't know how to change it, or I'm so tired when they do this, or I'm so tired of where I am, or just something keeps coming up, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of potential to be able to transmute that energy, that focus, right? Because there's so much energy there that you're going to be able to transmute that from what feels negative into doing positive changes that will ultimately lead for your long-term health and well-being. But I feel like right now you're kind of being given like this key, like this clue, right? Like what can you do right now? Even if it's a small adjustment to help you in the long term, right? What would your future self want you to do right now with what you've been given? We have the Four of Pentacles reversed. So definitely seeing a lot of shaking of your foundations yet again. You know, I get kind of feel like we've been put through it recently, right? As a collective, like it feels like we thought we were so strong in this. This is going to be forever. And then the foundations, that four card, and it came up twice, that Four of Wands reversed, Four of Wands, Four of Pentacles reversed. So I'm kind of seeing that what you thought was going to be your grounding forever, like isn't, right? It's kind of revealing itself that it's not. That Tower card came up. So you kind of feel like, you know what I've invested in, these foundations, these resources, these friendships, these ideas, like this isn't it. I don't know what it is, what is going to be it, but this is not it, right? So I kind of feel like you're still kind of at this like frustration almost. You're just kind of like, what do I do? What do I do? Like, why isn't anything working out? Does that mean something is wrong with me? Does that mean that, like I need to, and it's just kind of about taking a step back, right? Let's pull some more cards, see what maybe you could do. The Eight of Wands upright. So this is help from your higher self. This is help from your spirit team. This is help from the universe, right? So clues are going to be given to you, right? So this is what you can do right now. Try to make space, carve out time in your day, right? As much as you can, and what feels right for you at this moment in time, to invite in the energies of allowance, right? Of being able to witness. Like, you're not able to receive right now, I feel, because you're blocking yourself from receiving. Like, there isn't enough space for the answers to land in, right? So I feel like right now what's important is for you to make space, clear some of the clutter away, some emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, energetic clutter. Just take away some of the things that you don't even want in your life anyway, and even though you don't know what to do with them exactly right now, just put them to the side. Kind of imagine that you're clearing out a really crowded room, just full of things, full of stuff. And look at it, right? Is there any space for answers and fresh new energy to come in? Because I feel like right now that's what your task is. Make space in this crowded room, push things away, pile things on top of the other ones. Just make space so you can see the floor, right? So you can kind of see the floor and stand in the floor and not have to crawl over everything. And so you can, in this way, bring in new, fresh energy, because I feel like answers are trying to reach you on how to alchemize this, on how to transform this, and how to reframe it in order for you to be empowered. But I feel like you're not able to have anything land because there's no space for it to land right now. But that Eight of Wands to me, and because it's upright, I feel like this is positive, right? You are gonna be able to receive these answers and insights. I feel like all you need to do is start looking for it and start being open to receiving it, right? I kind of feel like right now you've been kind of closing yourself off because you feel overwhelmed, because you kind of feel like stagnant, the stagnant, rushed energy. I feel like you're kind of locked in place in a way. And that Eight of Wands is here to tell you, like, you know what? I've got some insight. You know what? I've got some clues. I've got some ideas. I've got visions for you. This could be coming in dreams. This could be coming in your waking life, just kind of walking around, maybe take a walk, maybe kind of write, like do all the spiritual creative things that you know about, right? That you're called to do. And I feel like in that, you're going to be able to get the answers. Because I feel like right now you're just being kind of overwhelmed. But that Magician card to me is really powerful. It's the first card of the tarot deck, right? It's the beginning, the initiation, the transformation. Right, what have you been pretending to be? Right, what has been your costume, your mask to the world, and who are you beneath that? I kind of feel like maybe you've kind of lost sight of who that is, this powerful being that's able to reframe things and see things. But this is a time of powerful change. Right, and you are getting assistance. So I feel like even though you feel alone, because that Four of Wands reverse, I just feel like you feel alone, right? Because it's a friendship card, right? It's a friendship card where those that are around you support your ideas, celebrate you. And because it's reversed, I'm just sensing this like sense of you feel almost exiled. Like, did you get kicked out of a group? Did you kick yourself out of a group? Did something not feel like a good fit, right? I kind of feel like that's kind of what's going on, and you're running towards something else. I feel like you keep seeking answers outside of you, right? In your resources, in your stability, in your friendships, in your standing in society, right? And how people see you. And I feel like that's what's been crumbling down, right? Because you aren't rooted in your actual truth and who you actually are. I kind of feel like a lot of your stability and wellness and, in quotes, health has been coming from others and from what you have, but not from who you are. And I feel like that Tower card is here to kind of show you, like, you know what? these are the truths. This isn't what you are. These people aren't good for you. This wasn't good for you. This isn't who you are. This, yes, you have it, but does it make you happy? Like, I feel like a lot of things that are uncomfortable are coming up to the surface right now, and you don't really know what to do with yourself. But I feel like the Eight of Wands card is here to tell you, like, you know what? Don't worry about it so much. I feel like that focus on all these things that are going wrong are not helping you. Make space and move things around gently so that you are able to receive the answers that are being transmitted to you right now. Right? And I feel like you're going to be able to alchemize all this. That Magician card is in the center of all this as I'm looking at it. On the back, I'm seeing the King of Cups upright. So, this managing of emotions. Because it's upright, I'm seeing that you're going to have this powerful transformation that's going to help you realize what to do with your emotions, right? Emotions are energy in motion. So I feel like right now, up until this point, you've been feeling overwhelmed, but there's going to be a transition, a transformation into empowerment. The King is a powerful card, right? In any of the signs, it's a powerful card, but because it's in the cups, it's this power in emotions. So you're gonna be able to tackle these dragons, to tackle these things that feel like they're turning over, to just, I feel like you're gonna be able to see them in a new way, and your emotions are gonna be able to stay managed, right? And I feel like overall, you're gonna be able to handle this period of your life, even though it feels like maybe you haven't been handling it, like you haven't been doing as well as you think that you should have been doing, and et cetera. I feel like you are going to be able to handle this. The King of Cups is upright, right? Like he's the master of the domain of emotions. So I feel like you're going to be able to transform yourself from feeling really defeated and helpless into empowered and powerful. And it's just going to be that Magician card. It's going to help you alchemize things. Just make space in your life for answers to come in, right? I kind of feel like right now you just kind of, your main task is to move things around so that you have space to receive. Great. So that's going to be it for today's reading. And I'm going to thank the cards. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today. And I will see you next time. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.